more grim unemployment numbers today. Another 4.4 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total jobless claims over the past 5 weeks to more than 26 million people. Later today, the House of Representatives is expected to pass a second round of economic relief for small and medium-sized businesses to maintain payrolls during the crisis. Joining us now is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Claudia, before we get to this package, we're getting word of how coronavirus is affecting members of Congress. Elizabeth Warren has said that her older brother died of COVID-19, and now more news from Congresswoman Maxine Waters today.
Right. That was an earth-shattering moment on the House floor where Maxine Waters addressed the condition of her sister who has coronavirus, and it sounds like it's very serious. So it just shows how personally touched these lawmakers are during this pandemic.
Well, and today they're on the House floor because the House is trying to pass more money for small and medium-sized business. Who is going to get money under this nearly $500 billion bill? There's been so much controversy about big businesses getting money from the last round.
Yeah, so the focus of this bill was to supplement an earlier coronavirus relief bill that was passed last month. This was a $2 trillion bill. They had a small business loan program, turned out to be very popular, so popular they ran out of money within a matter of days. And now they're going to replenish that with about $300 billion. The hope is this time they will be able to direct that money towards actual small businesses. We're not going to hear about these major hotels or major food retailers getting the money. Mm-hmm. And they've installed some provisions in the bill that they say they hope to see that money more directed to these smaller businesses this time around.
And House Democrats are proposing a special oversight committee to keep track of all this money. But here's what Arizona Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko said about that idea.
Since the beginning of 2019, I've served on three committees, including Judiciary Committee. And in every single committee, the entire goal has been nonstop to criticize President Trump and try to influence the 2020 election.
So given that opposition, what kind of oversight is there going to be, Claudia?
So there are multiple layers of oversight. In the previous bills, they've included efforts for inspector generals to oversee how this money is spent, a special panel of appointees made by lawmakers to oversee how this money is spent. That's still coming together. And then today, there's been debate about creating yet another committee to oversee what these funds, what will happen with these funds and how they are spent. So there's several layers. Also, there's the standing committees for Congress, such as oversight committees, that will also have a hand in looking into how this money is spent.
Now, as lawmakers gather for this vote, how does that work? Are they socially distanced from each other?
Yeah, so this is a very different look than when they gathered more than a month ago, March 14th, they did a voice vote, and they did socially distance. This time around, they're doing a roll call vote. So they're breaking down all the lawmakers into alphabetical order, into different groups, nine groups for each vote. There's two votes today, and they'll be able to vote over a 10-minute period or what have you. But basically, it's turned this day into an all-day affair to get these two votes through, whereas maybe previously they could have done it in a couple of hours. People are wearing masks. You're seeing all sorts of changes so people can social distance in a new way on that floor.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you.
Thanks for having me.